This is Morning Edition. It's been more than 2 years since the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that UNC Chapel Hill and other universities could not consider race in admissions. The two classes that have enrolled at Carolina since then have had 25% fewer black students than previous classes. And after administrators eliminated DEI support programs, the black students who are on campus say they feel unwelcome and unsupported. Brianna Atkinson reports.
Samuel Scarborough remembers when he knew his time at UNC Chapel Hill was going to be different from other black students who'd graduated before him.
The moment that it hit me was Black Convocation.
Black Convocation is an annual Welcome to Carolina event hosted by UNC Chapel Hill's Black Student Movement. Incoming first years and transfers sit in the university's Stone Center, playing games, singing songs, and listening to presentations from black student organizations on campus. Just standing outside the theater, this year sounded almost identical to Scarborough's first convocation in 2023. But when he walked in, he saw a lot of empty seats. And that isn't the only place he's noticed a dip in the number of black students at Carolina.
I've seen the drop-offs in my classes. I've seen the drop-offs in some of our on-campus cultural events. I've seen the drop-offs in just walking around campus, like just walking to the pit, walking to the main quad.
Scarborough grew up in Durham. He started at UNC Chapel Hill the same year the U.S. Supreme Court outlawed race-conscious admissions. Back then, he says he was one of four or five black students in his classes. Now, Scarborough considers himself lucky if he's one of two.
This university that, you know, is supposedly representing this diverse state that is the state of North Carolina, it only has less than 8% of its incoming enrollment both this year and last year being black students, even though we make up roughly 20% of the state. I think that's devastating. I think that's a contradiction of values again.
Scarborough isn't alone. Black students have been telling UNC Chapel Hill's student body president, Adolfo Alvarez, they're also feeling the effects of the diminishing community on campus.
People just feel beat by the enforcement of these policies, you know? Even if you're still allowed to come to campus, then the question is, am I welcomed here? Do I feel like I belong here?
UNC Chapel Hill faces enormous pressure from the federal government to continue to dismantle anything that may be seen as DEI. The Trump administration has shown it will use federal research dollars and threats of investigations as leverage. That puts university leaders, like Chancellor Lee Roberts, in a very difficult position.
We receive $1.5 billion in federal research funding annually. We're in the top 10 nationally, and so that requires, I think, all of us here in leadership positions to make sure that we're maintaining a really strong dialogue with policymakers in Washington, and that's what we'll continue to do.
Combined with the end of affirmative action, that means Carolina and other highly selective universities across the country have enrolled fewer black students and eliminated resources that support them. James Orr is UNC Chapel Hill's Vice Provost for Student Success. He's been on the job since July.
We have the responsibility to admit, to enroll, and graduate the best and brightest North Carolinians across the state, regardless of their race, regardless of their gender, regardless of all of those different variables.
Orr says UNC Chapel Hill's decline in black students is, quote, on par with other institutions, and that the university is focused on being accessible for all students. UNC system schools have collectively cut nearly 60 DEI-related positions and at least 7 central offices. UNC Chapel Hill administrators eliminated the most programs and positions, a metric the university's Board of Trustees championed as a, quote, unwavering focus on excellence. Except for trustee Ralph Meekins. He spoke up against anti-DEI efforts at a board meeting in September. After the most recent trustees meeting last month, he told me why.
I've talked to a lot of African-American students on campus who don't feel like they have a belonging, that they're, you know, just some might feel they're not wanted, and that's not the right message to send because they are.
But they do not love the black person. They do not love the black community. They only love what they can take from it and what benefits them.
Julia Clark graduated from UNC Chapel Hill in 2023. She was the president of the Black Student Movement 2 years ago.
All of us have, in some way, through remaining at UNC or graduating from UNC, been victims of a institution that does not want us there, but at the same time loves our labor.
Clark attended Carolina amid the racial justice movements of the early 2020s, when universities across the U.S. were bolstering their DEI offerings instead of slashing them. She recalls attending all kinds of events at the Upendo Lounge, a historic on-campus space for Black students at UNC Chapel Hill. That included holiday events, BSM meetings, or just as a third place for students to discuss classes, study, or watch movies. Clark says BSM has had the lounge for the past 52 years.
Upendo is a space where not only Black students can enter and exhale and just have a reprieve from the campus that is predominantly white, but it also serves as an essential space for education.
Or at least that's what the space was, before UNC Chapel Hill administrators took it away to, it says, align with guidance from the Trump administration. That included BIPOC-only lounges, which Trump officials said create a, quote, perception of segregation and may foster a hostile environment. UNC Chapel Hill administrators say the BSM can still reserve space in Upendo, but Scarborough, the UNC Chapel Hill junior, says it can be isolating, not having a dedicated space where the Black student community can gather.
That's how you destabilize a sense of community amongst Black students, and that's how you make it even less enticing to attend this university and further continue this downward cycle of Black student enrollment at Carolina.
This spiral is also discouraging to Clark, the alumna, who says it's hard to see every class after hers get smaller.
We've gotten closer than we ever have so many times, and it just rolls back to where we were, and it's exhausting. It's exhausting having to talk about this over and over and over again and have nobody hear you. But I think of a UNC where Black students can just exist and be free no matter what that looks like. And I want Black students to feel like they belong and not that they're taking up space that nobody wants them to have.
Brianna Atkinson, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.